Hey, hello, Thursday morning, 98.9 Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy, 8 o'clock, re-rack, let's do this again. Scott Spaziano here, Sandy Waters there. Hello, Sandy Waters there.
Hello.
How you doing? Okay, sunshine, maybe trying to peek through a little bit, but we do have a nice thick cloud cover this morning, even though it's about 70 degrees right now. Going to get up to about 81. Kind of the same for tomorrow, with a chance of an afternoon or early shower in the afternoon and evening. Today and tomorrow, another day of 82 degrees. That's it. Then we're done for a week of the 80s. Looking like the 60s. Saturday, 67. Sunday, 63 degrees. Here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, you're teasing us now. Just tell us, what is this that contain yourself? What'd you say? You wouldn't be able to contain yourself.
Right. I would not be able to contain myself. Even as we move Rochester forward.
Yeah.
Hashtag move Rochester forward.
Yeah.
Because this could happen in Rochester also. Yeah. But I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I know it's happening in Japan. In Japan, as they lifting their state of emergency this week, a group of major theme park operators have introduced a set of guidelines to go have fun at the theme parks. Usual thing, you know. Sanitize, disinfecting, you know, mask wearing. But one suggestion I would not be able to do. If you ride an outdoor attraction, namely roller coasters, you must avoid shouting, cheering, or screaming.
Oh, come on. You can't scream on a roller coaster?
No. Think of like all the grossy germs. There's 75 people on a roller coaster and they're all screaming and all their moist breath is going into your face.
Oh my gosh. No, throw up.
No.
You've heard that story before.
Yeah, right.
It's impossible. It's impossible not to scream. On a roller coaster?
How would you know? You've never been on one.
I've been on, oh my gosh, the one that I hate roller coasters. You know me so well. I hate them. I get sick. I'm the mom standing at the end of the ride at the exit where carrying everyone's bag. But I went on one roller coaster. Oh God, what's the big one in Disney? The one everyone talks about. Thunder Mountain? What is it?
Okay.
You guys know.
You've been 10 times. I've been like twice in my life a million years ago.
I know. Okay. Somebody's shouting it out to the radio right now.
Whatever
I'm
it is.
I'm going to pick up on it through osmosis.
Is it the indoor one? The mountain goes in and out of the mountain?
Yeah. It's like really scary. Well, anyhow, we went to Disney for my husband's 40th birthday. Surprise. Yay. I'm like the greatest wife ever. Mm-hmm. And then I said, I'm going to ride this roller coaster with you just because it's your birthday.
How nice of you.
I know, right? Give me the best wife crown. I felt so stinking sick. It ruined my day. It was awful. Terrifying. I screamed the entire time. I don't even think I stopped screaming. I was just awful. There's no way you can ask people not to scream.
You have to scream when you're on a roller coaster. I scream at the top of my lungs like I'm being like attacked by a giant like bear.
I didn't think you would.
Really?
I thought you would be like either over animated scream only to entertain whoever you're riding the roller coaster with. But I feel like you could, nothing phases you. You're never scared of any of that.
Oh, no, I don't scream because I'm scared. I scream because it's fun to scream.
Entertainment. Yeah.
That's the only time in your life that you can let out a blood curdling yell and not be looked at weirdly. Like, we rode the Hagrid ride down in Universal just before, and this is like right at the beginning of March when it was kind of icky, but we washed our hands and that's all we knew, right? Between every ride. And the Hagrid ride at Universal is the motorcycle with the boxcar.
Okay.
And the second time, and this is one of those, you don't get a line jump, you really got to wait in line for it. I did a one-off, right? My wife and I both did the one-person line thing where you had to wait every 5 or 10 people. They'd let you in. And I got in with this guy. His family went on two of them, and he went on the third one with me. And even with another dude and next to me on the sidecar, or no, I gave him the motorcycle to ride, I still screamed like I was being murdered.
Only because you think it's fun to yell? Like, how can you not? If I were to say, okay, let's not, don't scream. Like, okay, so Japan's opening up these rides only under the condition that you don't scream.
It's impossible.
Which is, is it impossible for you? Could you contain yourself? Could you say, no, I'm not going to scream this one? Since you're just screaming out of pure joy of screaming?
Yeah, I could, but it wouldn't make it would be no fun.
I don't understand people who can ride a roller coaster ride without screaming. It's impossible.
I also am that kind. And if you're this kind of person that when you ride the roller coaster, you feel like me.
Yeah.
You try to hang on as least as possible. Hands in the air. Don't touch the bar.
Oh, God, you're psychotic. People like you are crazy.
Dude, the Man of Steel, the Superman or whatever it's called up at Darien Lake. Oh, yeah. Man, that's the challenge. Not only do you scream like you're being attacked, but never touch the bar the whole entire time.
Oh, psycho.
Oh, it's so much fun.
No.
So much fun.
Oh, my gosh. I want to scream right now.
Okay, so we're not going to the amusement park in Japan. Let's just put it that way. Okay, we'll be right back in the buzz. 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Cindy. Good morning. Hello, Thursday. Here we are, 8:23. We're going to see 80. It's cloudy now. I might get a sprinkle later. You know, one thing we do know is that through all of this crap, Rochester is strong. Our people, our businesses, and, you know, all the awesome leaders we have, like the tallest man in Rochester, Bob Duffy, keeping us moving Rochester forward. And that's, I think we'd like to make sure we keep that move Rochester forward attitude. And we'll continue that tomorrow with some good friends of ours.
Yeah, and you know, all along this whole thing, during this whole time, we've tried to spotlight and showcase local businesses and give them our support. And I think we all have. That's what's cool about Rochester. You're right. So a big initiative here on The Buzz is Move Rochester Forward.
Yeah.
And if I may.
You may.
As we're talking about great local companies, yes. I have to give a plug to California Closets.
You may.
They are fantastic. And you know, everybody is purging now and cleaning rooms of our homes that we've ignored for so long, closets that were like, quick, shut the door.
Right.
When company comes over. So they're coming tomorrow, actually.
Oh, cool.
And they're so cool because they will reach out to clients, customers, and feel them out first. Like, how, do you feel comfortable? We're following all the safety precautions, but are you okay with us coming in your home and whatever? Mm. And they're so fantastic.
Yeah.
But I'm like, and I'm dying to get my office ready. Like, my office is shambles. It went from a room I loved to a room I hated to now nothing's in that room. It's just.
Oh, so it's ready to go, but you've cleared it all out.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, I'm trying to tell them that, oh, you know, I'm a neat freak. I'll Lysol before you come. I'm going to bleach wipe everything like I did. I did a family meeting like, you guys, when the crew from California Closets come in, nobody sneeze, nobody cough. Everybody go outside.
Right. Wear your masks.
And wear your mask. Make these people feel comfortable because, you know, they're working. So I wanted to give them props because they're doing such a great job.
That's awesome.
Local company.
And if you want to help move Rochester forward, you could submit with the hashtag Move Rochester Forward.
Yeah. We'd love
Instagram,
to
Facebook,
you.
Or Twitter or whatever. So there you go.
So have you done that, what everybody else is doing? You look around, you doing any big home projects, or I should say decluttering, because that's the one thing that we're all doing.
You know, as a natural human reaction to a highly contagious pandemic and people dying left and right, I think in the first weeks or so of that, we were nesting definitely at the house. Like nesting more than when the baby was on the way.
Nesting meaning cleaning up.
Cleaning,
decluttering.
Organizing, decluttering, you know, pulling closets, doing this, doing that. Now we've been in this for 10, 11, 12, I don't know how many weeks. Now it's like, dishes are in the sink. You know, we're having a rant. You know, Randy, remember we talked about Randy yesterday? Randy Turpin, T-U-R-P-Y-N. They've been putting the deck on, you know, they're redoing the deck and sawdust in and out. Yeah, home projects. But, you know, and then our washing machine, our dryer broke. So I didn't have like baby laundry and stuff like that for a week and a half. So
oh my gosh, your house sounds like a hot mess.
It is. I mean, it's livable. It's
but you're
lived
not
in.
Very, you're not, yeah, that's the phrase you like to use. You're lived not in. Very good at parting with things. Like, you are almost borderline hoarder. I'm right there with you, though. I'm not judging you because my family had to force me to get rid of things when I purged the office. Like, I have still my road test, my written road test, and my my road test that I took where the instructor marked pass.
That's interesting.
I don't know why I still have it.
See, that's funny. Like, all the notable, monumental things in my life that I saved, like road tests and stuff like that. Nothing. I don't have any of that. I just have crap. So I guess I'm a hoarder.
You are. I think you are. I think you need to call California Closets.
You're right.
Get them in your life.
You're right. You're right. I do.
Organize your life, my friend. Feels good.
That's Zan Sandy on the Buzz. And we are coming up at 8:30. Listen, there's some crazy stuff that happened last night. And 13 Wham News is on the way in just about 5 or 6 minutes. Stay there. Good morning, 98.9. The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy, and Sheryl Crow, you are on Thursday morning with Spaziano and Sandy. Hello, Sandy, Thursday morning. What's up?
Hello. Yes, we have to remind each other that it's Thursday because we keep forgetting.
Oh, my God. This morning, our first break of the day, we're like, we didn't know. We just...
does anybody know anymore?
See, this is why I'm changing WTF to WFH. Because they're synonymous now. Am I screwing your head up? You know what WTF means, right?
Yes.
Like what the, right?
Yeah.
WFH is now the new WTF. Work from home. WFH is work from home.
You know, can you please? I am like an old lady with the lingo and the technology. So for all of my friends and for all of the listeners who send us code like that or whatever, what does it refer to as?
Work from home.
Like, I don't understand it. It's embarrassing. It's not good. Like, I'll have my friends that just write me and all the, I'm like, I'm not 15. That's not how I text. That's not how I write. That's not how I speak.
But that's not a young person's terminology. WFH, work from home.
Can we write out the words work from home?
It takes too long. We're so busy working from home.
I'm like, I think the people who struggle with that are the same people who struggle with when you would spell out a word. I can't catch up. So like,
what?
This would happen to me all the time when I was babysitting as a teenager. The parent will say, okay, now no C-A-N-D-Y after 9 because then they'll, whatever, you know what I mean? They'll spell out, and I'm like, as a teenager, I'm like,
see,
what the hell are you saying? Can you write it down? Can you just say it? Can you tell your kid to leave the room? I
C-A-N-D, what? C, wait, hold on.
And now even to this day, if you spell something out to me, I will give you this blank stare, like, hold on a second, wait. What? Just whispered in my ear.
And you don't drink?
I should. Maybe it'll make me smarter. I don't know. Anyhow, so
speaking of WFH.
Enough with your.
WFH. And my wife texts me. She's like, well, you talked to the lieutenant governor yesterday or today or whatever. And she's like, are we going into phase two?
Which is supposed to be tomorrow, the earliest tomorrow.
Yeah, and I just have a feeling, no. I want to be wrong.
Really?
Yeah, I want to be wrong. I
now
just don't think. I know a lot of people are going to hate
the
me.
Vibe.
I do.
No. Well, I wasn't going to say that.
What?
I was going to say Scott has this weird intuition where when you get a feeling, most often you are on point.
I used to ignore it. Now I say it. It usually comes through. But, I don't know. We want to do this. We want to get into this phase two reopening, you know, slowly getting there. I still think it's worse than we think. I still think we want everything to be back to normal. I don't think anything will ever be back to normal. again.
Yeah, but if you think about that, okay, there's a lot of businesses who are supposed to reopen phase two, and they're planning it.
Yes.
They already got everything all set. Everything is completely sanitized to the most extreme way of sanitization.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're all wearing masks, if we're all being extra cautious, if we're all keeping social distance, then isn't it okay to go into phase two? Because it does its job. It's going to keep us.
But we aren't. And that's the problem. People are letting their guard down. They're hanging out. They're not wearing masks. They're standing closer. You stay away from me. I went to Walmart the other day. I had to get a coffee machine. You stay away from me. I actually moved.
Did you say something?
No.
Oh, you didn't.
No, I didn't say anything.
Ah,
but
come on.
I just
say
body
something.
Language. Body language wise, I was just like, Like I'll
you
go
really
around.
Don't.
I'll go around a stack of potato chips in the center aisle if you're coming near. If you're coming towards me, I'm like, nope. It's just that,
I honestly don't think that they can say it's not going to open up. Now, this is totally like Scott and I are just talking.
Yeah, we're just talking.
We don't know any inside info. We're don't take what we say as fact.
Take it as a
but if we were to take, if we were to take bets, you would put your money on no. They're going to push off phase two?
Right, because there will be a surge of cases in Monroe County. Because Memorial Day. And I kind of feel they want to wait to see, the control room people that decide. They're going to wait to see what kind of surge there was after Memorial Day.
I honestly never thought that made sense. And when I asked Kathy Hochul, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, about that, like, why would we even start phase two before we see the results of Memorial Day gatherings? Mm-hmm. Why would that even, how somebody like misjudged that whole start date of phase two? But I don't think they can say now. Everybody in their mind is thinking phase two is going to start tomorrow. We haven't seen a dramatic spike. Like what they were saying.
Sandy, 13 people died yesterday in Monroe County of coronavirus. 13 people in one day.
So what's considered a dramatic spike?
I don't know. That's up to the big guys.
Either.
I mean, 2,700 people have confirmed cases, and that's just of people that are tested and confirmed. Not people that are asymptomatic, which seems to be one of the biggest things nowadays. There's a lot of asymptomatic people, and it's just leapfrogging all around. And I'm not a doomsdayer. Trust me. I'm glass half full guy. You know me. I say it all the time.
I know. But there's something in your gut that's telling you that it's. I honestly don't think. I think this is like a kid parent scenario where the parent says, "We'll see," and you know what that means to the kid.
Yeah.
It means, yeah, okay. The answer is yes.
No, we'll see means no in my world.
We'll see me. Well, my kids think that's what I say. We'll see means no. But to my kids, it means when mama says we'll see, that means it's going to happen.
But in your mind, it's like, no, I'm going to keep putting it off.
It means we'll see. I am like saying, no, we'll see.
I don't know. I mean, part of my feeling right now about this, whether we're going into phase two or not, partially guilt because I haven't been perfect in this world of stay apart, stay face covered, stay hands washed, stay disinfected, there's a little guilt there because we did visit on Mother's Day, quote socially distant, but we probably shouldn't have. No, nobody's worse for wear, thank God, but it made me feel icky.
So now you need a second chance?
What?
To stay apart, or you need somebody to tell you?
I don't know.
Phase two ain't happening. Spisano, directly to Scott Spisano. What if Cuomo says,
"You've been a bad boy"?
I'd like to say we're not starting phase two because of Scott Spisano.
We'll just see. No, we'll just see, I guess. But
yeah, we'll keep you updated.
Let's just not push it. Let's not push anything further. The farther we push it, the worse it gets, and then the longer this lasts. And it's like WFH.
Jeez.
Like WTF.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.